Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you all for being here, and on behalf of my co-authors and myself, to thank the Scientific Committee for giving us the opportunity to present our work here. So, chlamydia and gonorrhea are the two most common notifiable STDs in the United States. In 2012, Mississippi reported the highest chlamydia and gonorrhea rates, with 774 cases per 100,000 population of gonorrhea and 230.8 cases of per 100,000 population of chlamydia. African Americans, youth, and MSM are disproportionately affected by STDs. Gonorrhea and chlamydia may increase transmission and acquisition of HIV, and this is particularly important for rectal gonorrhea that has been shown independently associated with a risk of acquiring HIV, even after controlling for sexual behavior and concurring infections. So this study examined the prevalence rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea among young black MSM who has sex with young black men who have sex with men attending an urban STD clinic in Jackson, Mississippi. The Crossroads Clinic serves about 10,000 individual patients. 45% are men, and 20% of the men report sex with other men. 15% of all those men are African American men younger than 30 years old. In this study, all participants were enrolled in a study testing the efficacy of a brief clinic-based intervention, prevention intervention for young black MSM. They were aged 15 to 29. They all identified as African American or black. They presented for STD screening from September 2012 to June 2014. They all engaged in sexual intercourse with a male partner in the past 90 days. Chlamydia GCD screening were conducted by anatomical site using GenPro nuclear simplification technology. Rectal, pharyngeal, and urethral. And this testing was done regardless of their reported behavior, and they had a choice to refuse any test. We conducted a bio analysis of these results with the HIV status of the patient. So in this table, we can see the socio-demographic characteristics of the cohort. The mean age was 22.5, the median age was 22. About 34% of the sample had a high school degree or GED, and about 46% were currently enrolled in college. 61% reporting employment, but about 47% reported an income less than $1,000 per month. In this table, we can see some of the sexual identity and risk behavior characteristics of the group. 27% of the men reported to be in a long-term relationship with a man or married to a man. About 60% were reported to be single, never been married. 65% reported to be homosexual or gay, and 35% reported to be bisexual or other. Well, there was a small proportion, about 3-4%, that reported to be heterosexual. 7% were identified as transgender, and the mean number of sexual partners in the past 3 months, the past 90 days, was actually 1.1. The overall HIV positivity rate of the group was 24%. 76% were HIV negative. While those who reported having a female sexual partner was about 37%, 30% of them reported condomless vaginal sex. 32% of them reported condomless insertive anal intercourse, and 38% reported condomless receptive anal intercourse. In this table, we can see the proportion of black men who have sex with men with chlamydia and gonorrhea infection raised by anatomical site. The overall chlamydia infection rate is at 23%, 7% of them with urethral infection, 5% with pharyngeal chlamydia, and 18% with rectal chlamydia. The overall gonorrhea infection rate was found to be 20%, 8% with urethral gonorrhea, 13% with pharyngeal gonorrhea, and 19% with rectal gonorrhea. In this slide, we can see the proportion of black MSM with gonorrhea by HIV status. You can see the overall infection rate among HIV negative for gonorrhea was 16% versus 6% for HIV positive individuals. The rectal gonorrhea was 12% for HIV negative, 8% for HIV positive. And the risk, we found that the risk for having a rectal gonorrhea among HIV negative was about 3 times higher for HIV negative individuals than HIV positive individuals. The GC pharyngeal rate was 9% for HIV negative, 4% for HIV positive, and the GC urethral rate was 5% for HIV negative and 3% for HIV positive. For chlamydia, the overall infection rate among HIV negative individuals was 16% and 7% for HIV positive individuals. rectal chlamydia was 12% for HIV negative, 5% for HIV positive. And pharyngeal GC was, pharyngeal chlamydia was 3% for HIV negative, 3% for HIV positive. We conducted an analysis and it suggests that there was a statistical difference between infection, but the model was actually unstable, so I don't want to report it. We decided not to report the risk. The rectal chlamydia was 5% in HIV negative and 2% in HIV positive. We wanted to look at the proportion of black MSA that had concurrent gonorrhea and chlamydia infections. You can see the overall infection rate was actually 8%. But we're looking by anatomical side, 2% of them had both chlamydia and gonorrhea in the urethra, 2% had both chlamydia and gonorrhea in the pharynx, and about 6% had chlamydia and gonorrhea in the rectum. This final slide basically shows the proportion of extragenital chlamydia and gonorrhea associated with concurrent urethral infection. This is consistent to what we're seeing in other places. About 70% of all the gonorrhea and chlamydia infection found in this group was not concurrent with urethral infection. It would have been missed if extragenital testing would have been done. So in conclusion, this group of young black MSM exhibit alarming high rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea infection regardless of the HIV status. Urethral screening alone would not have diagnosed most of the CTGC infection present in this group, and presumptively, these individuals would have been untreated. Young black MSN need access to routine and frequent CT and GC screening programs that include all anatomical sites and risk reduction interventions that may address high prevalence of infection rates, the high prevalence of infection rates in this population. I want to finally acknowledge the BSL with latest research team, Alberta Bender, Gerald Gibson, Courtney Sims, the Crossroads Clinic medical staff, the Mississippi State Department of Health Office of STD-HIV, in particular Kendra Johnson, our BSL participants, and the support that we received by the National Institute of Mental Health to be able to do this study. Thank you. Okay.
Ken Mayer from Boston. Great talk, Leandra. Do you have any information about HIV seroconversion rates among the men with the STDs who are seronegative?
It's really interesting. I mean, again, this is a small cohort that represents, I think it's very representative of the young black MSM who actually come to this clinic, because we have a refusal rate about 10%. We actually enrolled 90% of the young black MSM that come to the clinic. We have in the study about 82 total 82 people who are HIV positive, 56 of them were HIV positive when they show up, were enrolled in the study. About 23% of them were actually diagnosed with HIV within 1 month of enrollment, which I presume that we enrolled them because they came, they were just HIV infected, or some of them had a rapid test there, and those who had a rapid test were probably because they were sexual partners of someone who was HIV infected, but they were diagnosed. So in the past, in other cohorts, I've looked at the seropositivity rate for among MSM is about 10%. In this cohort, it's 23%. Six of those 82 became positive after enrollment. So I have not been able to calculate the rate, but I estimate that the HIV seroconversion rate in that cohort at 6 to 9 months is close to 10%. Great question. Thank you.
I noticed that your number of sexual partners in the last,
90 days
was one, which seems low and is lower than other studies that have looked at this. That's one question. Do you have an idea or a hypothesis to explain that? The other question is whether or not you actually looked at just bisexual behavior, whether there were differences rates of rectal, pharyngeal, and vaginal rates of gonorrhea and chlamydia, and if it varied by sexual behavior. And what I mean by that is by men who have sex with men only versus men who have sex with men and women, your other bisexual category is a little bit nebulous to me.
Right. The first question was about the number of sexual partners. I mean, the lifetime number of partners of this cohort is actually small as well. It's usually 6 to 7 partners a lifetime. And I think that what happens in a city like Jackson, Mississippi, where, you know, there's very limited access to healthcare, our STD clinic, Crossroads Clinic, has become really kind of a safety net clinic that young black men who are men basically go to access healthcare. And what we have seen is that men who have sex with men only have actually a lower sexual partner than bisexual men and heterosexual men that come to the clinic, who really represent the very high risk, behaviorally speaking, population that we have. Our high STD rates in exclusive, you know, men who have sex with men are really not linked to high-risk behavior. They have a smaller number of partners, and they're more likely to report consistent condom use than any other group. So regarding the second question, we really have not done that analysis yet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for a great question.